Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
69.
Hi, this is Robert. There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing. On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is. We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Good evening, and welcome to the Business Beware Show.
You talking to me?
Well, I'm talking to everybody.
You're
talking to you too. Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah, well, I hope you're there.
Are you talking to me?
That'd be a really bad thing, and like, dead silence. Which has happened before.
Crickets.
It's not the first time.
Crickets.
Yeah. It's like that bad dream, you know, where you have, well, no, that's the one where you're naked, I think, yeah. But still also, you know,
that would be crickets too.
Yeah, that too.
That would be more than crickets. That would be hollering crickets.
A little bit. One of those bad dreams, so. I don't know. But anyway.
What a way to start a show.
I know. Well, I'm just making sure everybody's listening. Now I've got everybody's attention.
Yeah, you I think you have everybody's. You have mine. I guess that's all that counts.
That's good, because you're usually off in the distance.
I'm always doing something. I'm trying to keep you straight.
See, I don't know about that.
It's a hard job.
I don't know about that. I think it's the other way around. I think the family would agree with me on that, actually. Even your mother. Your mother, I think, would agree with that one.
We won't even go there.
No, I know she's Team Ashley, so that's good. Well, you know, there's a lot going
Everybody's on. Everybody's Team Ashley.
Pretty much.
Nowadays.
Pretty much.
I don't understand it. I think they're trying to get back at me.
Probably. That's what happens. You get older and they forget about you.
Moving right along.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, you know, there's a lot going on this week. And we've been talking about a lot, even with it being Monday.
There's a tremendous amount going on.
I mean, from everything from politics to,
oh my goodness,
you know, but everything that
spring
affects.
Spring training.
Yeah, spring training baseball. And
you gotta love it.
Yeah. And then March Madness.
We watched the Red Sox this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They
look
like
your favorite teams.
Yeah, they look like they're going to be pretty strong this year. Of course, let's tell it like it is. You know, since we lived in Florida for many years, we were Tampa Bay Rays fans.
Yes.
And, you know, really enjoyed seeing those young guys, the Rays, paid little or nothing, and they competed in the National League East. I mean, American League East. It was unreal to watch that. And they loved playing baseball. It wasn't a job. It wasn't a, you know, look at me and everything else. I'm not saying that all baseball players like that, but a lot of them are. A lot of professional athletes are.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, a lot of them are. It's all about themselves and everything. They're prima donnas and princesses. But I did appreciate the Rays a lot of times. You know, those guys, that's what baseball's about. That's what sports is about, is, you know, enjoying yourself. And it's a... You know, it's a kid's game.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, how many people would give their right arm to go play
a game
for a living? I mean,
you know, the times I played in those stadiums, you know, in the Trop and Ed Smith Stadium, a lot of the spring training facilities with, you know, in my men's baseball league, just up to, what, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, I played those for years. And, you know, to sit in there and, you know, go up to bat at home plate where some of the best players – have ever been, you know, it's so much history, and it's just wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I don't know how to explain it.
History.
Yeah. I'm not going to say whether I struck out or I hit a triple or anything else.
I can say it. No, I'm kidding. I have video of it.
It depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, speaking of baseball, we were talking about this earlier, and I'm sure everybody knows what we are talking about with Adam LaRoche. And I hope I said that last name right, because
it's close enough.
It's close.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Well, and for those of you who have not really heard, you probably can explain it better than I can as far as breaking it down. But
Well, they, you know, what they did was they had questions. A lot of these ball players bring their kids into the locker room, and you know, I know some of it's kind of tough because, you know, sometimes bring girls, and of course, you know, the biggest thing is the players are saying, you know, again, you know, you know, they have to have their little ego stroked and everything else, and everything. Well, I need my time to get prepared for the game. It's a game. It's a stinking game. How many times can I say that? You know, go out there and, you know, play the game. And, you know, if you don't feel that way, then just get out of the game is what it is. And that's what, you know, people across America talking about politics are getting sick of everything. Well, people also are getting sick of, you know, a lot of the athletes that don't have any fun anymore. Mm-hmm. And because they're the best. I'm going to get on a soapbox. They have the best opportunity to be great
role models.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. For young kids, you know, young boys and girls, and I don't know what else, they suck at it a lot of times. So anyway, what this guy does, which I'm so proud of, he wanted his young son to be able to come in the locker room. Some other players didn't want to because they were whining and about everything. And you know, he said, hey, you know, he gave up a $13 million contract. Said, I don't need it anymore. I played long enough. You know what? My son is worth more than that money. My family, I love this, is worth more than that $13 million. Now, he's already made a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. But the owners also, you know, they said, well, sorry you feel that way, but okay.
Right. But, I mean, even though he's made money in the past, but it's still the thing is, I mean, you know, we talk about stuff, even business, like with greed and everything, and not,
you know,
I mean, the thing is like he still made a choice, and he had a hashtag up with the family first on there, which I thought was really cool. But
it makes my heart feel good. And one of the reasons that he did that was because he homeschools you know, his children, and you know, that's part of the homeschooling process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you were homeschooled for a few years. Mm-hmm. Mom homeschooled
mom.
You girls. Yes.
Poor mom.
Yes, she was wonderful. And so, you know, we understand that and everything, but it's just, you know, America, I don't care who you are, if you're a small business, and that's, of course, that's what we always talk about, but we always talk about, too, small business and mom and pops, is family. And family is what's the matter with America today, is because mm-hmm. people are turning their back on family, and just like this large organization, the ball club he is playing for, which I won't even give them the credit to say their names, which probably everybody knows him, but
probably
they can look it up now. So anyway, you know, it's just, you know, they didn't say, oh, you know, we understand now and everything else. And some of his ball players who is an older guy playing baseball and really well, you know, he's well liked. Everybody likes him, looks up to him on the ball team and, mm-hmm. and around the league and everything.
Right.
And he took a stand. Good for him. That's what we need. We need more.
Right.
Athletes to do that on the college and professional level and say, you know what, it's just a game. I'm so blessed to be able to get paid so much money to play this game, and you know what, my family or what my beliefs are worth more than dollar signs.
Mm-hmm. Well that's
you heard it here first.
Give you baseball and give you, you know, life lessons there. You're going to take
that's
it
right.
and run with it. No.
That's right.
Well, and that's what we were talking about today, like whenever the subject came up, and that's kind of why I brought it up now. But I think that has a lot to do, just like you said, family business. You know, a lot of times, like, we have more questions come in about, you know, working with family and, you know, how am I going to survive?
Yeah. Should I bring my toddler to work? You know, and lock them in the back room, or, you know, you know, what are my options here and everything?
Right. Well, even, I mean, you know, getting along and all the dynamics and everything else. And then, of course, you know, or, you know, we have a lot of these things with questions where it comes in, and, you know, some of these people are in these big CEO, not I say CEO, but I mean, the large corporations are thinking, you know, I kind of want to like branch out into my own, but I'm afraid to let go of the money, or I'm afraid to let go of that big contract. Whereas, you know, you're taking a pay cut and starting a business owner, you know?
Yep.
And it's one of those things too. It's kind of like until you're ready and until you can do it. I mean, you can't, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's one of those things where it's just, you know, you have to realize and get to that point, just like that baseball player Roche did.
Well, and you have to, you know, you have to go with your heart. I don't know what else saying. And, you know, it's easy. You know, come on, folks. I mean, if you're listening to me out there, you know, you're talking about a guy who's worked, you know, well over, I'm going to tell my age now. well over 40 years in pretty much being an entrepreneur. And in my own business, I worked for 9 or 10 years. I worked for a company, and it was actually a large church. And, you know, I had to be underneath someone else's authority, which was fine. I had no problem with that. But the thing is, you have, you know, especially if you're in your own small business arena, you have got to set the tone, make the rules. And, you know, if one of your employees comes up, I mean, there's been many times, you know, I remember my wife and I, you know, we had employees that, you know, had small children. We're like, take care of those children. If mm-hmm. if you're 15 or 20 minutes late coming to work, so be it.
Right.
That's part of it, because we know that her or him being happy about their children, they're going to be a better employee. So, you know, we got benefits from that too, but we wanted them first to not be the better employee, but first we wanted them to be happy with their family.
Right. And see, I think, I don't know. I just think that is kind of one in a million kind of thing, you know, just like with the guy talking about that today. I was like, that's exactly kind of what we talk about with family business.
It is. Exactly. And so, you know what? That's his little family business. He's a ball player, but good for him. And when we come back, we're going to talk about family business again.
And business.
And business. We'll be right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You know, if you want to learn more about who we are, what we do, some listen to some old shows, which I don't know why you'd want to do that, but there are some really funny bloopers on there. I won't have to say that. But
you make a lot of mistakes.
I think it's all of us. I won't lie. This is the entire family, not just me. even
well,
Lee's
when you get
there.
Tongue-toggled, that's what happens.
I know. Well, and then you flip on a video camera, you never know what you're going to say. You can learn more at businessbewareshow.com. And, of course, if you have any questions, send them to ashley@businessbewareshow.com.
Or if you have any comments, can send them. They can tweet us or
Well, I have to tweet you. You don't ever answer your email.
Look, I am looking at my Twitter right now. And speaking of that, mm-hmm. we did get a little conversation. Twit. A little conversation about while we're on break about this ball player, and it was a really good question. I've got to admit, you know, I really never thought in that aspect of it. But the question was, so on the other side of that, what if every player wanted to bring their kid?
It's a pretty good question, actually.
It hit me between eyes. It's a real good question. I would say then you're going to have a locker room full of people.
It's a party.
It's a game.
It's Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a game, people. You know what? Then you know if everybody won't do that, then I say then you drop back and punt, and you have a kids' locker room. You know, and I'm sure there's got to be times where the kids have to get out. You know, I mean they have to prepare for the game, and come on, they're changing clothes,
right?
And they're nude. I don't care, boys or girls, either one, especially girls. So you know, I'm sure there's some times where they can't be in there. I'm sure there's especially right before the game. I don't know for sure, but that's a really good question. But I will say this. That's a great question of, you know, if everybody wanted to bring them because you would be overrun with them. And another thing that was tweeted was it's a job. And it is a job. There's no doubt about it. But just because it's a job doesn't mean that, you know, you can't bring your kids to work. And I know a lot of times, you know, it's once a year you bring your kids, your parents to school and things like that. Unless your mom or dad is a teacher and then they're there every day.
My dad's a teacher. Yeah. Well, you know, and it kind of is the one side versus the other side. And, you know, there's probably even a lot of stuff that we don't know that they haven't said that maybe.
Sure.
You know, there's always two sides to every story with some of this stuff. But, I mean, you know, it would be kind of a mess if everybody brought their kid.
That's a great. It's a great question. Take on the subject.
Yeah.
And I think that, one thing is that you're not going to have, you know, those ball players are so young nowadays because, you know, if you're a ball player and you're 30 years old, you're old. And I would venture to say that more than half of them don't have kids. I guess they can bring their girlfriend. You know, and
well, that would be
are their nieces and nephews, and some of them do that. I mean, they do, you know, but not every day. It used, but you know, long, long time ago, it used to be that you know the kids were you know were the bad boys, and you know the girls that caught the foul balls and everything. That's who did that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well,
I don't know.
That was a good question.
Good question though.
Yeah, I know we can't always be right. This is not. Mm-mm.
No, absolutely. I mean, and I think you had a good take on it too. Is you know, there's always two sides to it. And it's awful. You know, it's awful. Awful thin road doesn't have a ditch on both sides of it. So. You know,
well, that's true.
It goes both ways.
Especially in Florida with all the rain.
But I will say this. It does not negate the fact that he took a stand
right.
for what he believed in, and it was the right thing that he believed in, and it wasn't more important to him than money.
Right.
And
that's what we're taking
the
away
team,
from it.
Yeah, and the team, the owners, you know, it was more important to them. Now, on the other flip side of that, like we were talking about too, is, you know, they have more than one ball player to take care of and make happy to.
Right. Exactly. So. Kind of like a business. Well, you know, speaking of questions and business and all that fun stuff, there was a question sent in by Brett in Los Angeles. And it's kind of funny because we were kind of talking about this not too long ago, throwing ideas and stuff around. I think I was even asking you about it, like some insight on it. But it says, I've thought about getting an investor for my company, but I'm not sure it is the right decision for me at this point. What should I consider before bringing on an investor?
I think the biggest question, Brett, is do you need one?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, true. But, you know, this question comes up a lot.
It does.
Because I think, especially like, okay, so you have like the movement with like Shark Tank and all this other stuff, which I love.
Yeah.
And The Profit and all those different shows. But that is one of the number one things I think with young business people, because they think, oh, I can come up with this great idea. If I get an investor, well, then that's going to make me rich.
Well, herein lies a problem too. I mean, number one is if you look at the businesses, especially small businesses that are started each year, what's the percentage of businesses that even the first year even go to the second year?
Oh, not much.
As you know, maybe 60%.
Right.
65%, maybe 70%, depending on what type of business it is, even go into the second year. And a lot of the problems with that is because they tried to grow too fast, or they didn't have it set up properly from the start, which is about the same thing if you think about it. And that's what we've always you know from our soapbox or from our podium or preached on this show the entire time we've had the show, is that you know don't get big eyes and don't try to go too fast too quick. A perfect example is just last week we were talking about your shop, mm-hmm. you know, with doing more of the furniture and everything, and now you've got people coming to you from different angles and everything, and wanting this done and that done, and I think we talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago also, but you know sometimes
right.
bigger is not better because, you know, here again, I'm going to say this until. You know, the Lord comes back. I'm going to say that I'd rather have, I would rather have more or less business, have to do less business at my price than more business at someone else's price.
Mm-hmm.
And that principle is you've got to realize where the stopping point is and what the gray areas are.
Right.
And if you can't realize that, you really don't need to be in business. You really
well,
don't.
Yeah, and let alone bringing on an investor. Well, and I think people underestimate, too, the loss of control.
Yes, loss of control. But another thing about what you said right there about bringing in an investor, if you go in with an attitude of, oh, I can, you know, look at the Shark Tank. They go in there, and those sharks, they're sharks.
Oh, yeah.
They cut them down. I mean, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, they try to be nice and everything, but there's sometimes, I can't remember, Mr. Handsome or whatever his name is. Mr. Personality.
Incredible.
Mr. Wonderful, that's it.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, he cuts them off at the knees and tells them, you know, you live in a world that is not a business world. You're not, you know, you shouldn't even be, he'll tell them, you shouldn't even be in business.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it because they need to hear that.
Well, he
and
goes,
America needs to hear that.
I'll buy your idea, but I don't want you to run it.
Yeah, because you stink at it. But that's it's a great idea. And that's the thing is, there's been so, just like restaurants, there's so many people who can cook, but they can't manage a restaurant. There's so many people who can manage a restaurant, they can't cook. So the best thing to do is get a partner, we've said all along, that you complement each other.
Right. Well, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back.
Yeah, it's a good subject.
Oh, yeah, Well, it's kind of, I've actually talked to a lot of people lately about it, and then, of course, myself, so.
And just remember, bring the kids to work.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I wanted to keep letting the music run because Dad's over here bobbing his head. But and I like the song. So
that's
it's
right.
Like, you got to like.
Have you ever heard Bob That Head? Bob That Head.
I have.
That's right.
I have. But yeah, you didn't make it look like that cool. But it's okay.
Careful, I'll do more.
No. It's kind of hard
if
to describe
it. If you want a good laugh.
I know. So anyway. But yeah. Well, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about. We were talking about investing, and, you know, someone had sent in a question about bringing on an investor, if they should or they shouldn't, and which is always a very interesting topic, you know, especially with younger, you know, and a lot of people, not even the young ones. I mean, the Shark Tank, I mean, you see some of them on there where they're, like, older, and, I mean, that's what they're gaming for, too. You know, I mean.
Well, you know, let's face it. You know, shows like that are great, but they're also bad because I hate to be a fence sitter, but if you look at it both ways, here again, it's a get rich quick attitude that people have. And you know, you remember that time we went to some seminar in Miami and they had auditions for
oh yeah, the Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank. I've never seen so many weirdos in all my life.
It was a little strange.
It was very strange. It was like, Ashley, quick, let's get in the truck. Go home.
I actually made my way. I was like, I have to go over here and take a look because, you know.
I think we were actually going there for something for Biz Talk, remember?
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty exciting. I can say that.
Oh, yeah.
There were some
dressed in strange things.
Yeah, carrying strange things.
Yeah.
It was really weird. But see, that's what I'm trying to get is I think it's a great show. There's no doubt about it. But it also kind of puts a perception on a lot of people that, you know, you can get rich quick. And you can. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I'm the first one to tell you nothing is impossible. But the odds. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, not only these people, the sharks will tell you, you got to work hard. You got to put the hours in. You got to want it. You got to earn it and everything. And a lot of people nowadays, they don't want to do that.
Well, and that.
They want it handed to them.
That's kind of it. Well, you know. To put it this way, it was like you know, American Idol, the very beginning, how they had the. That's kind of what it was.
I beg to differ.
You know what I mean?
Never forget that lady.
You know what I mean? It was kind of like that. Was like, oh, those are the ones that weed out with the whole thing with the. Yeah, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
As Mom would call it, drama.
Drama. I know. Well, you know, I read something today from the NFIB, and this was interesting. Even though this was back in 2011, but it says. It was a question, how many small businesses closed their doors for good in 2011? Do you have a guess?
You mean across the nation?
Mm-hmm.
I would say 771,412.
No, my. Okay. Well,
you asked me.
Good guess. Well, it was a little over 470,000. Small business.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I was a little high.
You were a little double. High. You were aiming a little too much. That. But no, I thought that was interesting, even though it was 2000. I mean, it's 2016 now. But, I mean, that's a lot. What we were talking about just a minute ago about how many businesses actually make it even in their second year. You know? And yeah. That.
Well, there's reasons that they don't. I mean, there's so many more reasons that you won't make it in business. Mm-hmm. When you open your doors, then you will.
Right. What? thought you had something to add to it.
I can add all that. I'm letting you talk. I mean, the thing is that, you know, the cards are stacked against you. And like we were saying before the break, you think about it. I've known some of the smartest people in the world that owned a small business. I mean, they were book smart and understand what it took to, as in percentages and buying something and producing it and how to get your stream going, your money stream going, everything else and all this other stuff. They just didn't know what to sell. And then I've known so many people that had the greatest product in the world, and then they had no idea, how to get it to people or the infrastructure.
Right.
So it's not just, do I have a good product or great product? And it's not just, am I willing to work my tail off? It's got to be, you've got to put it all together, mix it up, and there you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, I completely agree. Yep. Well, also, of course, this thing that is going on, too, like you've heard in the news with the $15 minimum wage.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You just sound like my grandmother, your mom.
She's my mom, too.
I know. But I was reading something, and it was talking about, it was an article, I don't remember where it came from, but I think, it was Time Warner Cable News. And I was talking about farmers, small business owners, the impacts of $15 minimum wage would be devastating.
So Time Warner said that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Time Warner. I know.
You go Time Warner.
Cable News, I know.
That's unreal.
I know. That's why I was like, I can't remember where it came from, but you just read it. But they interviewed a bunch of small dairy farmers and small businesses.
Yeah.
And every single one of them said that they would have to cut cost a lot of places if they had to raise it to $15.
Well, cut cost or how much is milk going to cost you? See, that's what people don't understand. It's just like we always talk about, custom monsters, and they go and they return stuff all the time, and they're negative, and it causes uproar with your business and everything. Who do you think pays for that? Who do you think pays for theft? Who do you think pays for things that are returned all the time that shouldn't be returned? Mm-hmm. Who do you think pays for that? The normal, everyday consumer pays for that. The people who produce that, the people who sell it, the people who merchandise it, they don't pay for it. They have to pass those costs on to us, the consumer, just like this $15 per hour could in some areas almost double but I'm talking about some people already pay more than that anyway. So it's not across the board with everything, but who's going to pay that? The consumer will. These politicians oh my goodness. Can I get on this?
Here's another soapbox.
Well, here's the thing is, most of these politicians, they've never owned a business.
Yeah.
They've been government employees and they've I can't even say that on the radio. Anyway.
No, I'm kidding. Well, no, it's
there has to be different tiers of wages in America or any country that's going to succeed. There has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think some people are paid too much? I just said at the first of the show, sports players, one of the biggest, raping of the American dollar in the world, or what some people are paid, is a lot of people who play sports. There's no doubt about it. They shouldn't be paid anything to like what. But the reason they're doing that, they pay that, is because the people who own the club, they're marketing those people.
Right.
They're worth that to their business and everything. And a small businessman doesn't understand that. So it's hard to comprehend those things. But yeah, you want to shut down the economy? Go ahead and do it, because the small business owners cannot afford that that type of labor rate. They can't do it.
Mm-mm.
That's why they don't pay it right now.
Mm-mm.
And they can't compete.
No. Well, and that's what you're seeing it all across the boards. A lot of this was out west, like in Seattle and everything. And of course, NFIB was also talking about where it's coming to New Jersey and everything else. And of course, everybody's speaking out about it. So, but yeah, it's
promises.
Yeah. Governor Christie called the idea economically irresponsible.
that's for him, that he's been really sweet. I'm surprised he didn't have a little expletive in there somewhere.
I know. So anyway,
something about their disingenuous brain cells or something.
I know. Well, you know, it kind of raises the question we were talking about, but if you have any thoughts on this, we'd like to kind of know what you're thinking. Like, if it comes to your area and everything does go that way or whatever happens.
Yeah, how would you handle it? What would you do? I mean, could you handle it? That'd be some good questions. Absolutely. Maybe next week or, you know, in the future we can have something like that.
Yeah. So if you have anything to add to that, we'd love to hear your thoughts and everything.
And, you know, even if you think you could, we want to hear that. We want to hear why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pros or cons.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I got a little bit of a funny. You know how social media is kind of all over the place now, shall we say? But these social media fails got people fired. So the former Chipotle employee who dissed his wages in a tweet got fired and sued Chipotle and won. Of course, he turned around and sued. But yeah, he talked about how bad
Chipotle.
Is. I know. Where was it? The one who peed on the stuff.
Oh, I know. Don't know about that.
Well, all these different ones talking about how
scares
they hated their
every
job.
Time I go somewhere.
Yeah, Taco Bell employee who tweeted a photo of himself urinating on the food. 2012.
Taco Bell, I can believe that.
Well, they got fired. And of course, all these different ones.
They're adding flavor.
Oh, my gosh. Salty.
They got to do something at Taco Bell.
So, you know, here's a little tip. Don't use social media while you're at work, whether it's small business or.
Well, especially if you're urinating on the food.
But
at least you didn't have somebody else take a picture.
No.
We'll be right back.
But then I know it's growing strong.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale ends Thursday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, we're back, and I think I'll take this time just to talk about employees again.
I'm enjoying the song.
Yeah, you just go right ahead. You know, I think as you look at the business world, you know, we're talking about, you know, raising the minimum wage and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're always talking about on the show about, you know, be careful what you read on the internet and different places, reading books and everything, and all these great ideas that people have about different stuff. So I like to bring this up every once in a while because there are really some, probably some, I don't know, I guess, can I say ignorant?
You can say that.
There's some ignorant people.
You've already said a few things on the show, so you might as well just go for it.
You said urinate, so I can say ignorant.
So, I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm you know, it was, well, actually, I got this. I told you that they remember listening to a different radio station, mm-hmm. One of the Christian radio stations I listen to, and they're real good about talking about sometimes about businesses. And I thought, this is a great story. But it also goes back to the fact that, you know, as, you know, when Business Beware started, we used to, you know, our whole precept was, you know, you can fire that custom monster. We also got into the points that you can fire your employee. You know, you can fire a lot of people. You can fire yourself if you want to. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, you.
Well, it makes for a very interesting.
Well, it does. You know, a very interesting conversation with yourself at home.
Yeah.
Why you got fired and why you should hire yourself back.
It goes on and on.
It does. It's a very vicious circle cycle, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, I think that, you know, to give this the due credit that you need to, I was reading this article and it talked about, you know, there's so many articles about there how to deal with your employees. And there's so many mamby-pamby ways to deal with employees. And, you know, it just goes down to the really where the rubber meets the road is you need to take control of your employees. They do not need to run you. And right. I think that's what's the matter with a lot of business nowadays. Now, I did read this one article, and I did want to bring up one thing before I got in this other one that's kind of funny. And be sure, can I say this again? Be absolutely sure you know what your state laws are, because you can get your little rear end in a hurt you don't, you know, if you don't follow certain laws and guidelines.
Don't check, double check.
Yes, exactly. That discount double check.
Yeah, triple check.
You know, and this one lady, I'll read this real quick, but she was talking about don't ignore the problem. And this is what dealing with, you know, difficult employees. Number two, depersonalize the conversation. In other words, don't make it personal. don't make any assumptions, keep it professional, and suggest improvements. But another article that I found, I don't have it with me, but one thing it talked about was, you know, at-will employment. And there are some states that are at-will. And what at-will means, a lot of you out there know what that is if you're a business owner for a long time. That means that you can fire or hire at will. And that's a very simplistic and an easy way to say that, but most states are at-will states.
Hmm.
So, that being said, this is what should have happened, except for it was in Spain.
Oh, well, that...
Joaquin Garcia, Spanish civil servant, was due to collect an award for 2 decades of loyal and dedicated service. But no one realized that he had not, in fact, shown up for work for at least 6 years.
How does that even happen?
I do not know. It gets better.
I mean, it's not even a year. It's 6 years.
Oh, yeah. It gets better. And possibly as many as 14. I'm reading this straight from the horse's mouth. Black ink on white paper. This is great. This is in Spain. This guy was an engineer. So he was a learned man.
Okay.
Yes, he worked at the water at the water department in Cadiz, I think. I think is how you pronounce it. And he was hired in 1990. And according to El Mundo, I think that's like a news thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
okay.
think, yeah.
El Mundo.
I think you're right.
And in 1996, he was posted to the Municipal Water Board, where his job was to supervise. Now, he wasn't an employee. He just wasn't an employee of labor. He was to supervise wastewater treatment plant. So there's no telling what those people were drinking.
For 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Or 6 years, whatever it was.
It's a good thing that, and you know, there's a lot of countries that, you know, you think it's hard to fire someone in America at times, especially if it's a civil service job. Oh, my goodness. It's really hard in Spain.
Oh, my.
Well, listen to this. Well, the reason that they found out that he had not been working for a while is because they wanted to give him his 20-year award for great service. In 2010, when Garcia, who has now retired, was due to collect his long service medal, the man who had hired him, the deputy mayor, Jorge Blas Fernandez, wondered where he was.
No.
Now, this man who hired him, he was still on the payroll, he told the paper. I thought, where is this man? Is he still here? Has he retired? Has he died? He wants to give him an award. So this guy's a blundering idiot. After the former manager of the water board, who had the office opposite of Garcia's.
Oh, my gosh.
This man who didn't know where he was, who wanted to give him the award, who hired him in 1990, had the office across from him.
Oh, my God. How does that go unnoticed?
Well, I don't think the other man showed up for work either. I think that's a problem.
They were in on it together.
So he asked him. He finally found the man. He asked him. He said, what are you doing? Where did you do yesterday? In the previous month. And the man couldn't answer. Mr. Garcia could not answer questions. He told his friends, he told the friends in El Mundo that the engineer had been unwilling to report his allegations of harassment because he had a family to support and was worried that he would not find another job at his age.
How does it?
Wow, is all I got to say.
Well, so I wonder where the check was going.
Oh, they paid him.
But that's what I mean.
But they paid him the whole time. Yeah, well, it's probably direct deposit over there. Maybe put them in gold and silver. I don't know. But they got a judgment against him for the maximum amount that they could, which was 1 year salary, which was $30,000. He got 14th, and he's trying to beat the system, and he's opposing them again. He's trying to get his money back. He didn't want to pay the $30,000
back. It's like a movie or something. Yeah,
wow. It's a movie. Right?
Okay.
Okay, in Texas. This is a good one. In Texas. There is a East Texas, actually. I'm glad it's not Florida. Usually it was Florida.
Yeah, usually.
There's a produce guy who used to have a sign on the back of his truck. People go by and see the sign and everything. So he was spelling out all of his things that he had. Zucchini, Z-O-O-K-E-E-N-E. Potato, tater, T-A-T-E-R. Tomato, mater, M-A-T-E-R. Jalapeno was H-A-L-L-O-P-I-N-Y-O. Bell pepper was B-A-I-L-P-E-P-R. And my favorite was peach, P-E-E-P-E-E-C-H. And, of course, the long and forgotten okra was O-A-K-R-E.
Well, at least it went in Florida. That makes me feel better.
All I got to say, I bet he sold a lot of jalapenos. because everybody had to stop and say, what is that?
Go fail it.
Y'all have a great week.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.